This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, hour two of our national show, 4 o'clock here in Las Vegas, 4:06 to be exact, and 7:06 on the East Coast, 6:06 Central Time. For all of you hearing us all over these great United States, for all of you living in Las Vegas, and many of you are emailing me from all over the country saying you're coming to my march on Saturday. It is the Blue Lives Matter March, the biggest pro-police march in America, led by yours truly, and now the Wayne Allen Root, of course, in case you didn't know, was hosting the show. And, of course, now you heard, if you were on the show listening in hour number one, former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik, who was the police commissioner during 9/11. He'll be leading the march with me. And I want to stress, we're not against anyone. This is not a march against Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter or any matter you want or any live you want. This is a march for America and showing our love and support for the police. That's it. That's the only statement we're making. This is not a political march. It is our love and support for the boys and girls in blue, the thin blue line. We march in honor of all the officers wounded and killed across the USA, including Captain David Dorn in St. Louis, a black police captain retired, shot down by criminals. They happen to be black criminals, by the way, if the people caught are allegedly caught are the right ones. How come there's no protest about that? Why is that not a black life that matters? Do black police lives matter? And what about when black-owned businesses are burned? Do black-owned businesses matter? Because almost all the businesses burned in these inner cities are black-owned businesses. They're destroying the lives of black people. Is anybody marching over that? No, the marchers are actually the ones doing the looting and burning in some cases. Some of the marchers are, for sure. Some of them are very peaceful. So I would say right now, I would extend the olive branch right now for all you liberals listening and all you Black Lives Matters activists listening. I may not agree with what's happening at your events around the country. But I do agree that black lives matter, and I do agree that black lives are valuable and precious and priceless, and I do agree that no policeman should ever hurt or kill an innocent person or an unarmed person or a black person. And I hope you would agree that no policeman should ever be killed or hurt. And if you'd agree, and I'd agree, that we don't want policemen shot or killed, and we don't want black lives to be hurt or shot or killed, then you should be marching with us, not against us. You should join hands with us that we don't want police to be harmed and we want to honor police. And I'll join hands with you that I don't want to ever see a black person killed at the hands of a police officer. Do you want policemen killed? Do you want black policemen killed? Do you want black businesses looted and burned? If you do, then we're on opposite sides. If you do, don't come near me. But if you're peaceful and you don't want any of that to happen, then we're not fighting against you. Don't you get that? Nobody wants a black person or any color person to be killed by police if they're innocent or unarmed, ever. Co-host for my event, of course, the main leaders of the event, yours truly, and Bernie Kerik, former New York City Police Commissioner. But we'll have Las Vegas Mayor Pro Tem Michelle Fiore with us. Councilwoman Victoria Seaman with us. Councilman and retired police captain Stavros Anthony with us. Chairman of the Congress of Racial Equality, Niger Innes, with us. And retired Metro Lieutenant and host of Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement, Randy Sutton, with us. And we will walk up the Vegas Strip starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this Saturday, June 13th. We'll start at the corner of Trop and Las Vegas Boulevard. If you picture Trop in Las Vegas, the Tropicana Hotel's there. I'm sure, being that there's no more valet parking, we'll be flowing through their parking lot. But mostly I want us to stay on the sidewalks in instead of the private property and just go in both directions. As far as the eye could see, there'll be a mile line going both ways, up and down Las Vegas Boulevard and Tropicana. There'll be a mile-long line, five deep, taking up the sidewalks to start our walk to Caesar's Palace. I want to show them that we can get thousands and thousands of people who love the police and support the police. I want to show the nation, not Las Vegas, not Black Lives Matter. The national media must know that we can get thousands and thousands of people, I'm hoping 10,000 or more, to say they love the police. And it's going to unleash all across this country, in my opinion. People are going to be willing to suddenly say, you know what? Yeah, I support the police too. That's always what happens. One person speaks out, has the bravery to speak out. One person has the courage to stand tall, and suddenly everybody else stands tall too. It's like that Mel Gibson movie. What was it called? About the American Revolution. What was that movie called? Something like The Patriot. I remember when he was in a church. Mel Gibson is in a church. He's trying to convince all the colonists to join his rebel army to fight the British. And nobody will stand up. And then finally, they were all scared, and some of them were British loyalists. And then finally, one young kid stood up and said, I'll go, I'm with you. And his father said, no, you get back down, and tried to pull him down. And the kid said, no, Dad, I'm going. I got to fight for my country. And then the father felt so embarrassed, the father stood up. And then once the father and son stood up, another father stood up. And then another son stood up. And then everyone in the whole church, all the men in the church stood up. And they all went off to battle with Mel Gibson. And so I'm telling you, Wayne Root is standing up, and Bernie Kerik, former New York City police commissioner, is standing up and bringing cops from New York with him. And he's telling police chiefs all over the country to send their men. And I'm putting on all bullets in alert right now to the police. I need every retired cop in Vegas and every off-duty cop in Vegas to march with us, because we're there to support the police, right? This is the biggest pro-police march in America. And I need numbers, but I also need security. I need everyone to feel safe. So we need lots of off-duty cops and lots of retired cops to march with us. And I know a lot of cops retired in this city. I know so many of them. Every Christmas, I go to a Christmas party of friends of my fiancée Cindy and I, two retired husband-wife retired detectives from New York City. And I need all of you who are retired in this city as police officers or law enforcement officers, government. You know, whether it's FBI retired, whether it's DOJ retired, if it's a badge, how about ICE retired, border agent retired, how about off-duty, any one of those? I need you to come out so that we all feel safe marching. I want to be protected by lots of macho police dudes and gals, too. So all points bulletin to all the retired police and all of the off-duty police in Las Vegas. We need you on Saturday. The event starts, the walk starts at 9 a.m. And we'll finish up at Caesar's Palace. We're going 1.4 miles from corner of Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard to Caesar's Palace. And remember my last big event, we had 8 or 10,000 people there. It was amazing. And I expect with this message it'll be even more. I'm hoping it'll be even more. And we've got to stand up. You just can't. You know, you can't. What do they call it when they, is it, when they take a bull and they cut its balls off? I've never been a rancher or a farmer. What do they call it, though? There's a name for it. What do they do to them? They fix them. I don't know. I did it to my dog, castrate him. They castrate a bull. And you know what? I think conservatives have been castrated, man. We're all afraid to stand up. Well, Wayne Root's not afraid. You know, are you going to let me fight alone? Are you going to let me be like William Defoe in that famous movie where he had his arms out and the Vietnamese were about to gun him down and his own platoon, his own people left him behind? Charlie Sheen watched him get gunned down? Wayne Root standing up, and I convinced. There you go. Yeah, there's the thing for platoon. Wayne Root is on the ground. My arms are in the air like Jesus. Don't let them sacrifice me. Don't let them shoot me. Come on, man. I need great backing on this one, so I'm calling All Points Bulletin. All Points Bulletin. All police. Stop. All police. Sound effects from my engineer here. Stop. All police. All retired police. All retired military. All active duty police that are off duty. I need you at this event to provide security. and to give all of my people a sense of security, because we're marching peacefully. We want nothing but peace. And we just want to show that we like the police and we believe in them. And we don't think one person, one cop who does something bad is representative of all police. There's bad people in every group, every group. And we think that every life matters and every black life matters and every blue police life matters. And every black police life matters, like David Dorn in St. Louis. Where's the march for David Dorn? Come on, guys. I think Black Lives Matter should march with us. For David Dorn, and for the great Vegas cop, Shay, who was gravely injured last Monday, a week from yesterday, Shay Michelonis. All right, so that's my event, and if you have any questions, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Just moments ago, Channel 3, NBC News, contacted me for a sit-down interview about this event coming up, and I think everybody's going to want to know, what's this about, Wayne? Well, we're not anti-anything. This is not a Trump event. This is not a conservative event. This is an event to show our love for the police. I was raised with a love and respect for police. My godfather was police. My uncle was police. My next-door neighbor was like my second dad was a cop. And I was always raised to believe in police and respect police. And I just can't believe what's happening in our society. I can't believe it's okay to burn and loot in the name of a guy who died. I can't believe it's okay to shoot at policemen and throw rocks and bottles and bricks in the name of a guy who died. That's dishonoring his memory. That's not honoring it. And that's blaming people who had nothing to do with it. Two wrongs don't make a right. We know the cop was wrong in Minneapolis, but you throw a brick at a cop who had nothing to do with it, you think that's a right? No, that's a wrong. That's a bad wrong. So I'm going to stand up for the police. I hope you will, too. There'll be plenty of time in the future to have Trump rallies organized by Wayne Allyn Root. But for now, this is a police rally. It's not a political statement. It's a police rally showing our love and support of the police to wake up America, the silent majority. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Boomer Naturals, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Our world has changed, whether you like it or not. And by the way, that brings up another point. I want everybody who attends my big march on Saturday, 9 a.m., Tropicana, right in front of Tropicana Hotel, corner of Trop and Las Vegas Boulevard. I want everybody who attends to bring a mask. We cannot let the media paint us as people who won't wear masks. Cannot. Now, it's up to you. The government can't make you wear it. But I want you to have it with you, have it around your neck, be able to put it up if you need to, wear it if you want to. It's a free world. I can't force you to wear it, but I can tell you to bring it. I want everyone bringing a mask. And if you're bringing a sign of any kind, it's pro-police only. It isn't anti-anyone. This is not a political event. It's not anti-Biden. It's not anti- It's not anti-Black Lives Matter. I don't want that at this event. I want this to be just a show of love and support for police and law enforcement. That's it. It's the whole point of this event and the only point of this event. And bring a mask and do not open carry. You hear me? Do not open carry. Do not do anything that would show derogatory to the conservative movement. No Confederate flag, as an example, ever. As I said in my last big event, the caravan back in April, I said, don't you dare embarrass me and ever bring something that's racist or bring something that looks racist in any way, shape, or form. My people have got to be the biggest gentlemen and gentlewomen that have ever marched. You can't leave one bottle behind. We are not like that. We don't loot, we don't burn, we don't leave a Pepsi can behind. We don't leave a piece of garbage in the street. Simple as that. My march is going to be the most law-abiding march ever. But I do want all the off-duty cops and all the retired cops and all the vets, military vets, to be at this march to keep us safe and to make sure no one gets any bad ideas, bad intentions. All right. So as I mentioned, bring masks. Well, how about a Boomer Natural mask? The kind you use matters because they don't all offer the same protection. This is a highly recommended consumer covering. It's the Boomer Natural 30-day, 30-use protective face covering sizes for adults and children, made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano silver technology, which can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show effective nano silver technology is when used in face coverings. Very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with, made for long wear and sensitive skin and breathable protection. Each mask can be used up to 30 days. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. So go to BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allyn Root, WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%, and you get free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more. WARRADIO20 at checkout for BoomerNaturals.com. So you know my show has been dedicated to the craziness going on that they're trying to cut the police. And, of course, no surprise, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez supports the defund the police movement. Throws her support behind it. She wants to defund the New York Police Department. It's so funny and it's so stereotypical. It really is. Let's see if I can find a quote from her. There's got to be a quote here. She offered her support for the defund the police movement while talking about what she would do to reform policing. Oh, I can't wait for that one. She's such a brilliant policewoman. She was a bartender a year and a half ago, and now she's a congresswoman who knows everything about the police. Of the reform she laid out, she said she would get rid of qualified immunity that protects police officers from legal accountability and stop the transfer of military arms to police departments. All right, so let me give her a couple of counters to her arguments. Because, you know what? I'm going to say that not the worst, most horrible things I've ever heard. But in reality, they can't work in the real world. She's not terribly wrong. I get it. I get what she's trying to do. She's saying the reason there's so many unjustified shootings, and there aren't a lot of unjustified shootings, so her entire premise is wrong. But let's assume her premise is right, and there are many unjustified shootings. There are some unjustified shootings. And she's saying they would go away if we got rid of your immunity, so you were free to be sued. You know what happens in the real life? I get it. You're saying that a policeman says, I can't get sued, so I'll just go kill somebody. First of all, no one wakes up and says, I'll go kill someone. Certainly no one in blue ever does. But if you took away the immunity, I get the idea that a policeman would get sued every day, every hour of every day, by every perp. Everyone would charge brutality, everyone would make up a story, and everybody would sue policemen individually. So let me get this straight. Cops make between $60,000 and $75,000 a year. Some of them make $100,000. And you think they can afford $100,000 in legal fees? 20 times a day. They'd get sued 100 times a month. It's the most ridiculous idea in history. Even though it sounds good on first reflection, impossible. No one would ever be a cop again. Impossible. And as far as military equipment, I never used to like cops with military equipment until you started rioting. Now I want them to have military equipment.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
War now!
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump actually do have something in common. They're both opposed to defunding the police. Biden releasing a statement today saying that reforms are needed. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott also not a fan of defunding the police.
What a ridiculous idea. It is not an idea whose time has come. It should never come. The absolute nation requires law and order.
Scott speaking there on Fox Business. The fired Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd could give his plea in 3 weeks. That's when Derek Chauvin is due back in court. Today he heard the charges against him as a judge raised his unconditional bail to $1.5 million. And the U.S. Soccer Federation may eliminate the rule that requires national team players to stand during the national anthem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies
are... Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. And I want to mention one more time, because tomorrow is the final day of the Republican primary here in Nevada. Even as a national show, you know, I'm based in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, my flagship station's KBET 790 in Las Vegas. We got to get you voting for the right people. And I came out a long time ago. I made my decisions last fall that I was going to support Dan Rodheimer and CD3, big Dan Rodheimer, 6'7", professional wrestler, 300 pounds. And in CD4, Sam Peters. And Rodheimer was up against the former state treasurer of this entire state of Nevada. And I'm sure Dan was considered a big underdog, and I've been with him from day one. I fought hard for him, and the latest polls are out from the RNC, and he's winning big by a landslide over Dan Schwartz, by a landslide. And the news is out everywhere. So Dan Rodheimer, I'm hoping, will be a big winner tomorrow. I need you to go out and vote for him. Make sure that comes true. And then in the other one, it is like nine people running for CD4, Republican side, for Congress. Nine. And I endorse Sam Peters. And he is the greatest guy, the hardest working guy, former United States Army Air Force, Air Force Major, United States Air Force Major. And the hardest working guy I've ever seen in politics. He's the model I've always said. You got to wear your shoe leather out. You got to get a hole in the bottom of your shoes, buy a new one, get a hole in the bottom of your shoes, buy a new one, and just wear it out. Maroon 12 pairs of shoes while running for office. That's Sam Peters. He's gone door to door. Nobody does that in Congress. He goes door to door, block to block, all over this state. The guy is unbelievable. Hope you'll vote for him if you're in CD4. Dan Rodheimer in CD3, Sam Peters in CD4. Your ballot must be postmarked by tomorrow, or you can drop it off at certain voting centers tomorrow. We've got our guest, and for all my picks, go to my website, rootforamerica.com. Root, R-O-O-T, 4-F-O-R, America.com. And at the very top, you will see instructions on my voting recommendations, okay? All right, we've got our guest, John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist, founder of Just the News, his website, justthenews.com. John Solomon, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
It's good to be with you.
So, a latest poll I see finds 72% of voters, including most black voters, have a favorable view of their local police department. Yes?
Yes, that's a poll that we did today with Scott Rasmussen, and I think it shines a light on an unusual dynamic here, which is that people are upset when they see another police department abuse a man like what happened with George Floyd. But they're generally happy with their own police department. And so when we look at this as an institutional problem, most Americans are satisfied with their local police department. And that includes African Americans who have long had a larger grievance with the police community going back to the 50s and 60s and before. And so it helps put into perspective this entire debate, right, which is, sure, we're all upset what happened to George Floyd. It should happen to no man under police custody. But in general, people are not that concerned about their local police department, as might be made out to be if you were watching CNN or MSNBC or some of the other television networks.
Well, you know my thought. It's the silent majority. It's the old Richard Nixon line, right? Silent majority. Most people come up to me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, John, no one ever comes up to me and shouts, "Wayne Root, I love you." They all go, "Wayne, I love you. I love Trump. I'm with you." Everyone's afraid. There are no Trump yard signs. There are no Trump bumper stickers. So the liberals don't know. They think everyone's against Trump because we're all afraid that you'll firebomb our house, our car. You'll break into our house. You'll throw a brick through the window. Nobody wants to speak up. And now look what happened to Drew Brees, John. If you just say, "I think kneeling is wrong, it's disrespectful," they try and throw you out as one of the three greatest quarterbacks in history. You just lose your career, and you have to apologize and genuflect. So no one wants to raise their voice. So guess what I'm doing, John? I'll let you know a little secret.
Yeah.
So it's a secret to you because you don't know, but all my audience knows that.
Are you going to whisper Saturday, or say it loud?
Yeah. I'm going to say it loud and proud. Saturday, I'm throwing the biggest ever pro-police parade in the history of America here in Vegas. We expect 10,000 or more of my fans to attend. I've got Bernie Kerik, the former New York City police commissioner, flying out from New York to lead the parade with me. And I've got cops who have sent me emails all day today. They're flying in or driving in from all over the United States to participate in my parade. So we are going to show the country that here in Vegas, we love our police, and we're standing up, and we're not the silent majority anymore. anymore. I think the country needs to see that, and then people will be given the courage to stand up themselves and say it out loud. That's what everybody needs.
There's clearly a measurement in the polling data that most Americans stand by their police and support them and are satisfied with it. That doesn't exempt the behavior that happened to George Floyd, but I think in general, the sentiments you'll be expressing at that parade are the American sentiments. There's a very large majority of Americans that feel that way.
Correct. Well, nobody likes what happened to George Floyd. Nobody.
Right.
And we all know it happens. But there's a million policemen in America. Of course some percentage are bad. Of course some make mistakes. And my contention, John, I think all of them have PTSD, just like the military. They have PTSD. They're out in the battleground all day long, the combat zone. And so they get carried away sometimes. So we've got to train them. We've got to see the signs of PTSD. And we've got to stop it before it manifests itself in them hurting somebody. That's the real story out here. This guy probably had PTSD. Doesn't excuse him, but it does mean that there's a real issue we got to solve. All right, let's talk about the Russian collusion narrative, which obviously you've been kind of the king of that whole thing, of proving what a joke it is, but it's all gotten pushed off the front pages by the pandemic and now by the rioting. People don't even notice that I think Durham and Barr are about to indict a bunch of people, right?
Well, there's certainly a big investigation going on. I'll wait to see whether the indictments actually come. I think there's a strong possibility of that. A small number of indictments is possible, I think. But also keep in mind, last week, 33 subpoenas were approved by the Senate Homeland Security Committee for all the key figures in the Russia case. Comey, Clapper, Brennan, you name it, all the who's who of the Russia case. And that barely got a glimmer of news because of all the other things going on. This will be the first time that the Senate really gets a chance to interview these people with the new public evidence that shows that the original narrative that we heard back in 16 and 17 isn't true. And all of them will be questioned about their past testimonies and their conduct. That barely got a blip on the media mention radar. 33 subpoenas.
Look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, even though liberals claim every time you ask a question, you're a conspiracy theorist, even though they're the ones. They cook up more conspiracy theories than anyone I've ever seen in my life, but they don't call each other conspiracy theorists, of course, because they're all on the same team. But I'll bring up a theory here. It just seems to me that between the pandemic and now the police riots, not the pandemic and not the George Floyd attack, none of them were cooked up. Those were real, very real things. There's no hoax involved. They're terrible. They're awful.
Right.
I've said that from day one. But the reaction to them by the media seems to me to cover up other things going on in America. They're overly hysterical. They're overly exaggerated. They're trying to scare the American people. And I think it's because there's so many bad things coming out about a coup against President Trump, and they want to keep it all off the headlines until after the election. Just my theory that their reactions are very strange and too coincidental. The events themselves, very real. We saw what happened to George Floyd. It's real. Don't tell me it wasn't. We know the pandemic's real and lots of people died in China and here. All I'm saying is the reaction is coincidentally perfect timing to keep out of the headlines all the bad stuff about the coup that clearly happened that you've been investigating from day one.
Well, listen, there's been a cycle that goes back to early in the Russia case when each time the FBI was learning behind the scenes that the case was falling apart. You know, we see a couple days after Steele's primary informant says, I didn't say that to them, or I didn't mean that, or I was joking, all of a sudden the Steele dossier is leaked. All throughout the Russia investigation, every time the case was falling in arrears or falling apart, behind the scenes, there was a leak to try to sustain it in the public to create the perception that there was a big scandal about the drop on President Trump. It turned out to be a big nothing burger. The impeachment turned out to be an acquittal. And I think each time, and remember, the impeachment occurs or starts ramping up as the IG report is about to come down that drops the hammer on a lot of wrongdoing in the Russia case. So there is a cycle of more anti-Trump news coming out every time there's a positive development for the president unraveling one of the earlier scandals. And I think that's what frustrates the president and his defenders in the media. But that said, the truth is going to get out. John Durham is going to do his job. And I think these Senate investigations are going to open a lot of people's eyes about just how far-reaching the misconduct was in the federal bureaucracy.
Another little theory of mine. Have you ever watched Designated Survivor?
I have.
I, I've been watching all of it. You know, I'm one of those people that never watches it, and then 2 years later I find it, and I watch like 22 episodes in a row, right? So I'm now in episode like number 30 or something like that. And all I could tell you is I think it was all filmed in like 16 and 17.
It was.
And it's uncanny how much of it is what they're doing to Trump. It's almost like a Hollywood scriptwriter thought it up, and the people away Trump grabbed everything and designated Survivor to go against Trump, other than obviously the explosion at the Capitol. But other than that, every day is a new leak to destroy his presidency. Every day is a new attempt to destroy him. Every day there's what was the latest one I was watching besides the leak? Is they're calling the 25th Amendment on him, trying to say he's mentally insane.
Yeah.
This is so uncanny, like what liberals charge Trump.
I think we've heard that one before. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. I think liberals have followed the Hollywood script of designated Survivor.
Well,
I swear.
Funny. I was interviewing Senator Marsha Blackburn, who had just listened to Rod Rosenstein's testimony last week, and she said a quote. It actually made a lot of headlines here in Washington. Somebody cooked up this plot. I mean, somebody came up with this concept.
See?
That they were going to keep moving this down the bureaucracy and sustain an investigation in the absence of evidence of wrongdoing. That's what's so amazing. 3 years of an investigation when from start to finish, everybody acknowledges there was an absence of evidence of wrongdoing. How could we go for 3 years and millions of dollars and lots of reputations ruined for something that didn't exist from the beginning? That's what's remarkable. Russian disinformation.
I think what they do is liberals hire other liberals. They hired Hollywood screenwriters and said, make up a plot and let's go after Trump. And they keep making up with a new episode every week. There's
there
something
we
new and
that's
wild. It's Falcon Crest. It's Dallas. It's amazing. John, and it's designated Survivor to a T. John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist, founder of Just the News, website justthenews.com. Appreciate everything you do, John. Thank you for being a real bull in a china shop. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Wayne on the Root, the Warrior, when we get back. So much more to tell you. So much going on in the world that's gotten pushed out by the riots. We'll be back. We'll tell you more. Hi, this is Wayne on the Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of man. mankind, our biology, our history, our culture. All these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and I've got the sponsor of this segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops. You know I'm Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we could save America and American exceptionalism and conservatism and capitalism, all the isms. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked restricted blood flow. They've sold over 1 million bottles of their Strauss Heart Drops in Canada, but they've never sold them in America before, and they've just come out fighting and shooting right here in America on this show. Firing away on this show with their new advertising campaign. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops, for backing and believing in Wayne Allen Root and the Wayne Allen Root Show. Strauss Heart Drops do not interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees you satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. How important is this? Heart attacks and stroke, number one killers in America. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It could be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's the powermall.com. And then click on Strauss Heart Drops, and then click on cinnamon. That is the flavor you want to get. So I've got this big event, this big march coming up, Blue Lives Matter. The biggest pro-police march in America on Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. in front of Tropicana Hotel, Trop, and Las Vegas Boulevard. But a lot of older people, you know, I got a lot of people in my audience who are seniors. They don't want to walk. So first of all, I've told all of you, just come and stand and show everyone that we've got thousands and thousands of people. I want to get over 10,000. And then when we start walking, get back in your car, go back to the self-park. There's four hotel free parking self-parks right on that corner, so there's thousands of spaces. And get back in your car and drive home. Just show a sign of support for me. But someone just sent in a great idea, by the way. Great idea. Mr. Root, one of my family was in law enforcement for many years. It's great what you're doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But many people cannot spend a lot of time on Saturday morning, either parking or walking. Please invite all of us to drive by. You need drive-by supporters, too. If you can't walk, at least drive by a few times and honk. Drive up Vegas Strip, make a U-turn, come back and honk. Also invite the fire department. I live in Searchlight. I may not make it, but many of my friends will, and you should invite everybody to drive by. Well, you know what? That's a great idea. I didn't want this to be a caravan because it's Vegas on a weekend, and it's a business day, even though it's 9 in the morning, which is not a busy time on a weekend. 9 at night is a different story. But, you know, we're just getting back to business again, and I didn't want to block Vegas Boulevard with thousands of cars in a caravan. But for those of you who don't want to walk or can't physically walk, either come and start with us and then head home, or walk a block with us and then head home. Just be there to greet. I'll greet you. Be here to greet me and say hi, and I'll thank you for coming. I'll really appreciate it. Or, at the very least, drive by and honk and have an American flag and a sign that Police Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter, and show your support for Wayne Root and for Bernie Kerik, the New York City Police Commissioner, and for all the cops out there, all the wounded cops, all the cops who've been killed in the line of duty this year. Show your support for all of that by either showing up and walking, or showing up and standing and then leaving, just to show how big our crowd is, or showing up via car and drive by and honk the horn and fly the American flag. That's a great idea. That's a great idea, because, you know, some of my guests are you know, like 80 years old, my guests. I mean, my fans are like 80 years old in Sun City Anthem, Sun City Summerlin, and maybe they don't want to walk. But there's something I got to tell you. It's going to be the most beautiful day ever. I picked it just by chance, and then I looked a couple days later, and it's going to be a high of 93 and a low of 69 to start the day. Wait a minute. Maybe not even 69. It might be 67 to start the day. Let's see. All right, so let's go to Vegas, and we go to Saturday. Yeah, it's 93 high and 69 as a low. That 69 low is the lowest day in the next 14 days. The lowest day, the lowest low in the next 14 days is the day we pick for our protest. So you figure by 9 in the morning, when you show up at 7 in the morning, let's say you show up a couple hours early to make sure you're first in line, right? Early. Smart people. You show up, it's probably going to be about 69, 70, 71 degrees. By 9 in the morning, it's probably going to be 73, 74 degrees. As we walk, it'll be in the high 70s, low 80s. That's beautiful Vegas weather. That's April or October weather. The nicest weather you ever get in Vegas will be in the morning on Saturday. Even if it's going to a high of 93, which is also not hot by Vegas standards, that's in the late afternoon, it's going to 93. It's going to be 80 while you're walking, 78, 80. That's beautiful. So we got lucky. Take advantage of it. Join me, join me, join me. And then I see this headline at that exact moment, right? California ambush leaves one deputy dead, two officers hurt. And then I see second looter arrested, linked to the killer of retired police chief David Dorn in St. Louis, who is a African-American police chief murdered outside of Lee's Pawn and Jewelry Store in North St. Louis. The looters broke in the store, and then they looted it as dozens of cars drove by in Martin Luther King Boulevard. And David Dorn, 77 years old, came to check on his friend's store because the alarm was going off. He said he'd check on it. Off, you know, a retired cop, I'm sure he brought his gun, and they gunned him down. He never got a chance to shoot back. 77 years old, gunned down by looters. Nobody's, to Black Police Lives Matter, nobody's protesting. Nobody's even having a vigil. There should be thousands of people in every city having a vigil for David Dorn. Why is he not more important than a criminal who's killed by police? What happened to that guy is terrible, but you can't compare it to a nice African-American police captain gunned down in retirement. That's awful.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.